Norwich certainly has a great tradition of musical activity. But if you're not musically active yourself, you can still enjoy others performing. Ahead of a run of performances of the musical A Chorus Line at Norwich Playhouse, Let's Talk Jenny Newman has been looking at the history of this movie musical. Here's Angie again.
Based on the Broadway smash of the same name, A Chorus Line chronicles 24 hours at a Broadway theatre where auditions are held to find dancers for a new production. Throughout the auditions, hundreds of dancers are whittled down to 16. These are then asked questions, some personal, about their lives and why they wanted to be dancers. Responses are amusing, some more serious, and nearly all are through song and dance. There's even a romance shown through flashback scenes. Eventually, the 16 hopefuls are whittled down to a final 8, and then comes a superb finale number. Before its release in 1985, A Chorus Line was considered by many directors as an impossible production to bring to the big screen. Following his success with the film Gandhi in 1982, Richard Attenborough was approached to direct the film, and he accepted. According to a 1984 New York Times article, he was intrigued by the drama of the show and the study of human behaviour. The original idea of the show came from interviews with real Broadway dancers. The story follows the aspiring dancers as they work hard to be part of the chorus line. They perform some superb songs, wherein lies my problem with the film. Like many stage-to-screen films, A Chorus Line moved around, cut and added new music for the film. A purist of the Broadway show would call this sacrilege, and for one song in particular, I agree. The stage's show's songs include the beautiful What I Did for Love. In the film, the song is repurposed and sung by a different character, Cassie, and used as the music over flashback scenes of her love affair with the show director Zach, who's played by Michael Douglas. This may well be fine to score a romance in the film. However, the song's true purpose is to be sung by all the dancers as they reply to a question of what would they do if they all had to stop dancing. They reply in song what they did for the love of dance, a life, a career set around it. It's a beautiful song that I feel is misused in the film. While the film is shot very well, it feels light on storytelling. It seems to focus on the failed relationship rather than the dancers telling their stories while auditioning, a far more interesting premise. While you could watch the film, I would recommend the stage show first, and it just so happens that my friends at the Threshold Theatre Company in Norwich will be performing the musical in the Norwich Playhouse this summer. I can recommend seeing them and then watching the film. Or, if you're already a fan of the film, go and see the stage show for the original full story. A Chorus Line will be performed at the Norwich Playhouse from May the 31st to June the 4th, with a matinee on Saturday, June the 4th at 2:30. Tickets can be booked online via norwichtheatre.org or by calling the box office on 01603 63 00 00.
Thanks, Angie.